Hey folks, Dan Farrow here with your opening bell for February 6th, 2026. By the next 8 minutes, when you're done, I'm going to explain to you guys exactly what's going on with those and the whys behind it. And you'll be able to explain to your clients, and if you're a homeowner, home buyer, you'll be able to understand, can I buy a house in this market or does refinancing make sense? So folks, my name is Dan Friel. I do this report each day so you understand exactly what is going on with those and the whys behind it. So here's what we had yesterday. We had mortgage rates go down a little bit, but yeah, one day it goes up, one day it goes down. So if yesterday was down, today's most likely up, right? Well, that's what we're going to talk about here in a second. But what I want to do is I want to go over the economic news that we had this week that's affecting these things. Then we're going to also look at the markets. We're going to look at the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, cryptocurrencies, and all those, and see how they've fared so far this year. But what we really want to focus in on these, so I'm going to give you my outlook as to what's going to happen with these today, tomorrow, and maybe next week as well. So folks, let's get over to today's news so I can explain to you guys what next is going to go on with those and the whys behind it. So the first thing we want to do is let's go over and see what happened this week. What happened this week and where did rates go? Because rates really didn't have move at all this week. If you really go at where we are at the beginning of the week and today, they're probably exactly the same. But here's why. The markets have been watching these things. Here's what we got this week. On Monday, we got a number right through here on the manufacturing side. This number went from 47 to 52. They thought it would go to 48, and that was even an improvement. Because anything over 50 is meaning the manufacturing is robust right now. And 52 was a great number. So if you go back, the NASDAQ, the Dow, everything spiked on Monday. But then on Tuesday, we had the FOMC, a Fed official coming in, and they really didn't upset the apple cart on that day. But then on Wednesday, we had that ADP payroll report. Now, here's where things get a little confusing. Okay, ADP, they came in, and they came in with a report that says we are about a half the numbers of where we expected the markets to be. So they said employment numbers through here, they're dismal. Okay, but then we had a report from Challenger yesterday that said layoffs for January were up like 200%. But then you go on Thursday, and here's where the head scratcher is. If you look at the JOLTS index, this basically is telling us anything over under 7 million is basically saying, okay, there's a low hire, low fire. That basically validates it. But then you go over to the initial jobless claims, and they're up a little bit. But then you go to continued claims, and they're down. So you're like, okay, where's the job market? Exactly. That's what the markets are trying to figure out. They're like, what's the markets doing? So let's get over and see how they're faring so far this year. So the Dow Jones, it's doing okay. One day it's at a record high. Next day it's down a little bit. But it's down 1.5% so far this year. The S&P, it's down 3%. And this is, we hit all-time highs like a week or two ago. And what's happened since? Well, this. You have the NASDAQ, it's down 6%. Well, is that in correction territory? Not yet, but what is? Bitcoin. Bitcoin is down 25% this year alone. You realize in like October, November, this was like 120. So it's like half. Okay, so, but here's what we're looking at. Right through here. We follow the bond market. The bond market's been steady as steady. So why is all this occurring? Well, if you go over to here, what should be focusing on the markets right through here, like the Dow Jones and the S&P, these should be corporate earnings. And if you're looking at corporate earnings, they're pretty darn good. If you go over through here, let me get my head out of the way for a second. Here's some earnings we got yesterday. We got Bristol Myers. Its earnings per share was 5%. And then you have Sony, earnings per share 24%. Hershey, earnings per share 22%. B, whatever B is, earnings per share. So when you look at corporate earnings over through here, they're looking pretty good. But what's freaking out the market, they're saying, okay, they're spending way too much money on this AI stuff, kind of like they did in the tech bubble in 2000. Yeah, I lived through that. So I think this is a little bit different, but I've been telling you guys, I think the market's a little bit frothy right here, but I'm a longtime investor, so I just stay put. So you see that earnings. So what's the bond market doing? What do we focus in on to figure out where mortgage rates are going in? Right through here. So this is actually what happened yesterday. Before you get excited, so those that watch me every day, we know what's going on here. But if you're new to our channel, here's the bond market when it comes to mortgages. Okay, this over here is conventional rates. This up through here is government loans. But what you have to understand is these charts. If the chart price is going up, because this is the price of these bonds, that means the yield is going down. Well, this is the conventional loans. That means conventional rates are going to go down. And this is government loans. That means government loans are going to go down. But we have this little blip right through here. Well, this is where we opened today. We opened down like 20. It's not not good news. There was really no reason for it. So hopefully we fill in this gap, and that's what it's looking like right now. So not really got concerned about this right now, but we have the Federal Reserve. They're going to meet in when? 40 days. Well, the Federal Reserve, they meet every about 6 weeks. So now this time they're going to meet in 40 days. Let's see what the probabilities of them cutting at the next meeting. Last, what was yesterday's? Minus or a 90%, 95%. Let's see where it is today. We go down through. Whoa, what's going on, folks? So right through here, what this is telling us is there's only an 83% chance the Federal Reserve is going to cut at the next meeting and only a 66% chance they're going to cut at the meeting after that. These are down from where they were. Why? There's really no data here because, like I said, we had the jobs report this week that multiple things are just confusing the markets. We have earnings reports coming out pretty good. We got oil staying steady, so it doesn't look all that bad. So my expectations are this. If you're a homeowner right now, put your mortgage information right into that tool up there called RateWatch 2.1. I'll monitor it for you. All I need to know from you is what rate you're interested in refinancing or how much of a monthly savings you're interested in. And when either of those hit, I'll call you, text you, and email you. But wonder if you're looking to buy or build. Well, let me give you my thoughts on some of these things. If you're looking to buy or build, please check out this calculator. It's down below or it's in one of those packages down there. What I need you to do is just plug in your information. It's going to tell you exactly what program you fit into and how much of a price range you can look into. You can work through this, and then when you need some help from us, all you can do is click some of these buttons and you'll reach right out to us. So my expectations on rates, I don't really think today is going to do much of anything. We got the market coming back. It was down 20. Now it is only down 8, so not really thinking anything there. Let's look at the earnings reports for Friday. What do we got here? Nothing really out there. If you see this little blurb here, that means they're live. So click it. This is Under Armour. Pretty cool. You can listen to their earnings report. But my expectations are mortgage rates aren't really going to do anything today, tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's a weekend. Or next week. But join me today at 1 o'clock live. I'm going to recap this week what news is coming out next week and how those will be affecting these things over through here. Because if you're watching this, you're either a homeowner, home buyer, realtor, or loan officer trying to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it. So folks, if you need any help with a mortgage, my name is Dan Friel. I'm a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, check out that video right up through there. We do it every Wednesday. We do it live to show you exactly how we do it. So that's it for this morning, folks. I hope you have some, if you have some money in the market, you're doing pretty well. And if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, reach out to us. I'd love to help. See you at 1 o'clock. Have a great day. Bye-bye.